This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right to your phone calls about anything. It's Brian in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. There's something I want to talk about, but there's something I've been meaning to bring up for a while.
Okay.
And that is when I make a call and talk to you guys, there's something in the phone system that I can't really hear back from you when you start, you know, talking while I'm talking as well, you know, like a normal telephone call.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like that. It sounds kind of like you're talking, but I think I might be talking over you.
It's very strange. I don't know what to do about that, but here we are. So what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, you just have to be careful, and you know, when someone goes on a rant, that's especially when it starts happening. You know, they'll be talking and not even know that, you know, you're trying to interrupt.
Right.
I want to talk about a fence. Now, we moved here about a year ago as part of the Free State Project, and bought this house here, and I bought it sight unseen. I just had a couple of days to make the decision. It was such a great deal. I really didn't care what the house looked like, because I was buying the place for the land.
Gotcha.
So I got here, and the house, you know, didn't exceed my expectations, that's for sure. And so for the past year, we've been basically rebuilding it. I mean, the bones are pretty good, but, you know, new plumbing, new, you know, insulation, new walls,
right.
Old walls taken out, new paint, you know, pretty much everything is new. Well, one of the things that needed replacing very badly was a split rail fence, you know, wood fence out on the property line. It was just falling down and really looking really ugly. It was rotted out after 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we also had dogs and horses and chickens, and all of them tend to want to go across the street, you know, when they see something that's exciting happening over there. So I wanted to replace this open split rail fence with something a little more substantial, you know, so they can't see out to even, you know, try to run over there and see what's going on.
Got it.
So I happened to be in the town offices talking to the zone enforcement officer. He's a building inspector, code enforcement officer, zoning guy. And I didn't tell him specifically what I was going to do, but I said, you know, what are the town rules? What are your rules on fences? And he says, you don't need a permit. I said, great. How about setbacks? He says, nope, no setbacks. Height restrictions? No height restrictions. There's nothing on fences except they have one rule about a spike fence. S-P-I-T-E. And I said, what the heck is a spike fence? And apparently, if you know, there have been cases where neighbors have had a dispute, and the one neighbor puts a really high fence to block the other neighbor's view, or, you know, to do something
spite.
For spite.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, be careful. I mean, when you listen to what bureaucrats have to say, they sometimes don't know what they're talking about or maybe lying. So you never know when they're going to give you honest information.
Well, I recorded it, and
okay.
I asked him for all of his, you know, actually, I didn't ask him, but he had his copy of the zoning thing there, and he gave that to me, and there's nothing in there under fences, and I can't find anything in the New Hampshire regulations on fences.
Okay.
So I took the old fence down. And I put a new fence up. I want to have a bigger fence. Normal fence is 6 feet high. But, you know, if the horse kind of gets loose out of his corral, he can kind of look over a 6-foot fence. Can't really go, you know, jump over a 6-foot fence. Maybe some of them can. But, you know, I want to make it a little bit higher so they can't even, you know, get, you know, excited about what's on the other side.
Got it.
Just kind of block their view. So I wanted to put up an 8-foot fence. So I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, you know, this said, if you put a fence by the road here where the old fence was, as soon as the snowplow comes by, that fence is going to be trashed because that snow is going to turn to ice and it's just going to be glaciers going into your wood fence. So I thought, okay, I will put a 2-foot rock wall on, you know, on the fence and then put a 6-foot stockade fence on top of that.
Okay.
So that's the plan. That was the plan. And, We started building this. I had a party. I put out a port 411 and some message on some forums last week. And
so you sent out notice to the activists here in New Hampshire. As you mentioned, you'd moved up here as part of the Free State Project, so other Free Staters and liberty-minded people responded to come help you build this?
Yes, yeah, thanks for filling that in. Yeah, so, I mean, these are, you know, I of course they're activists, but to me, they're friends. You know, they just happen to be, we all happen to be, you know, moved here or live here, you know, all think alike and for the same thing. So we have this great network that we can use to, you know, kind of get people to help out. And everybody does it. Somebody has a moving party, we all jump there and unload their van.
Brian, is this a heartwarming story about how the activists came to help you out, or is there some sort of conflict that comes up here?
So last week, after we get this rock wall built and the first fence segment up, the road agent comes by, and he says, you can't put that fence there. And I said, why? He says, well, you know, because I have to plow the roads, and he was really nice about it, and this is too close to the street. And I said, this is exactly where the old fence was.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, the old fence, which has been there for 50 years, he's been plowing it. Well, the old fence, he said, was, you know, an open split rail fence, and so the snow just goes right through it. And, of course, with my fence with a rock wall and a stockade fence, you know, the snow is not going to go through it.
I see.
Now, I've got a lot of land. I've got a big front yard. I could very easily, when I rented, you know, augers to drill holes in there, drilled a bunch of holes, put a bunch of concrete down there to hold these big posts in, I could just as easily have put that thing 3 feet back or 6 feet back or 20 feet back if I knew that there was a setback because of this. But I asked the building inspector guy, and I have a recording.
Right.
And he said, nope, you can put it right on the lot line if you want. That's what he told me.
Wow. So what do you think? I mean, because you have a recording of that bureaucrat telling you what is essentially nonsense, that they'll actually pay for the moving of the fence now that you've already put the entire thing up?
Well, I'm not sure it's nonsense. You know, they've got rules that are very bendable, and, you know, they might say, well, you know, there's no rule about the fence, but you're blocking the view of the traffic because, you know, the road curves around my house. And so now they might pull out this, you know, blocking the traffic rule instead of an illegal fence rule. You know what I'm saying?
My gosh. What are you supposed to do? What is somebody supposed to do? I mean, really, how are you supposed to get anything done in this world where, I mean, you're not exactly in the biggest of cities. You're in a little place, you know, in New Hampshire with a population of a few thousand people, I think, if that. And they're everybody, no matter where you are, you run into these arbitrary rules that one bureaucrat says one thing, another one says another thing, and whenever they disagree, it's you who's on the line. You're the one that has to pay the difference. You're the one that has to make up for their mistake in not informing you correctly as to what their process is. And you're trying to even jump through their hoops, and you went and you did your supposedly due diligence. I don't think anyone should have to ask any permission to do things on their own land, but you went anyway, and you asked them, is this going to be a problem? They said no. Then somebody else says something completely different, and it's going to end up being on you, Brian, to pay for this, whatever it takes to fix this.
Oh, yeah, that's what it comes down to, exactly. So I found out from the road agent, who really was a nice guy. He's not actually a town employee. He's a contractor. They pay him $25 every time they send him out to do something. So he's pretty straight with me, and he's trying to come up with solutions. But one of the selectmen told him to go out there and take those posts out and drop them in his yard.
Nice.
So I'm going. We've got a selectmen's meeting on Monday, and I will report back to you what happens there. It should be nice.
The selectman told the road guy to come out and move your and remove your fence
and drop it in his yard.
Yeah. Well, one of the road agent told me that one of the selectmen told him. I don't know if this was in the minutes. I can't find the minutes. They're a few weeks late on the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just kind of, you know, took them aside and, you know, take out, because I have this post every 8 feet and then the rock wall is between them. I haven't put up the stockade fences yet.
I see. Well, at least it wasn't completely finished before somebody said something to you. Oh, what an awful story.
Nice. I mean, we there was a dozen of us who spent all day on Saturday in the heat, you know, hauling these two-ton stones around, setting them up, and it looks really nice now.
So you're going to have to move the rock wall, too.
Well, we'll see what happens on Monday.
Let us know, Brian, and thanks for the call. Good luck out there in the world of legal land, the arbitrary world, where the government bureaucrats can just make stuff up as they go along, and if they tell you wrong, they're not responsible. You are. 800-259-9231. Of course, you want to sit down and spend a bunch of time reading through all their rules, don't you? That's all you've got to do with your time.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Facebook profile. So you can become a fan, as it is called, by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. Click the Become a Fan link. That's Facebook. Freetalklive.com. This program is brought to you by the Free State Project. it is your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. People like Brian, who we were just talking to a few moments ago, are coming here to New Hampshire, single people, married people, people with families, all kinds of different liberty-minded people, individuals who get what freedom is about, are all moving to the same place, and they're going to get active, and they are getting active in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Clearly, we've got a ways to go. There's a lot of regulations and government control and intrusiveness in our lives out there, and it's my opinion that the best way to be free is to be around other people that are of like mind and help bring new people to the ideas of freedom. And I think there's no more effective movement than the Free State Project movement for achieving those goals. So head over to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls about anything, Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank.
Hi, guys. I have two questions, and I'd like your comments on this. I don't know if you followed the news yesterday, but CNBC stated that the current cost of the bailout since over the last 9 months, since September of last year, have gone from $770 billion to $23 trillion. And ultimately, there's no end in sight with that. Today, I think Citi Credit Corporation announced that they need another loan or they may go bankrupt.
Nice.
Maybe the government can take them over, too. Go ahead.
I said maybe the government can take them over, too.
Well, what's interesting about this, the government takeover, is I was under the impression that the bailout bill and the stimulus package and the, I guess, reorganization emergency funds for industries like General Motors and things were about 2 years' worth of GDP in, 2009 dollars. So what that would be about $6.4 trillion a year, since when we supposedly had a GDP of $12 trillion, about half of that was through financial activities. And with the market down and the equity lost, we've lost about half of our real GDP. So this $23 trillion over 9 months represents 4 years of GDP, which seems untenable. And I just would, like to hear your comments on that. And the second question is this. A number of states have adopted...
Before you go on, one at a time is usually enough for me. I don't know if the numbers are accurate, but it wouldn't surprise me if it were true.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I'd like to point out real quickly that if you fill a football field, the entire field, with pallets of $100 bills, you'll have $1 trillion.
That's a lot of hundreds.
A lot of jack.
That's a lot. And how many miles would that be in the sky if you saw it?
It wouldn't be very far. It wouldn't be very tall. One trillion. Now, of course, it would be 23 times that. But that's a lot of $100 bills. If you did $1 bills, it'd be significantly more.
See, what's interesting, too, gentlemen, I just spent about 2 weeks reading the BIS annual report, the Bank of International Settlements, and the econometric firms in the United States stated that we had about $1.4 to maybe $1.7 quadrillion dollars worth of derivatives. Yet the BIS reported the derivatives at about $570 trillion, which is a lot less. It's about two-thirds less than what our econometric firms reported here in the States.
And what does that mean, Frank?
Well,
I'm
I think what it means.
Economics expert.
Here's what I think it means. I think it means that all the financial institutions, especially AIG and the insurers that guaranteed the securitized loan default swaps, will be coming back again for more money. And since they deliberately made it a third, as opposed to, let's say, the 1.4 quadrillion, it looks like that there'll be the international banks, the central banks will need probably three times the amount of capital to bail out the member banks. And I would assume that would be for, Europe, Asia, and the United States. But a lion's share going to England and the United States, which really shows how untenable and insolvent, this financial situation is. And I'm just expecting in the next 30 to 60 days AIG coming around asking for probably more money than the last time, because they're holding the insurance policies on these securitized derivatives rather than just write them off as a loss, which is what financial risk takers and financial institutions that are playing.
Well, apparently there's no more risk in the financial world. Apparently there is no more taking risks if you're connected well enough to the government people, because anything that you blow, you can just go to the federal government.
Exactly. The malfeasance is rewarded.
Thanks for the call tonight, Frank. I appreciate it. It's kind of hard to understand all the financial terminology. I'm not really into all that stuff, but I do understand that the federal government giving taxpayer dollars to private companies that are failing is a really bad economic idea. That I get.
Yeah, well, it's immoral, but I have to agree with Frank on this, that it's
understandable. Yes, and it's immoral, yeah.
We just can't keep this stuff up. You can't continue to prop up these businesses and the mistakes they make. Some of them might go out of business. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Some businesses might go out of business. You know, the
world
books,
will continue to spin.
History books are full of businesses, big ones that have gone out of business, changed their management or, you know, redefined themselves. That's what bankruptcy is for, is to, when you make a loan to somebody, there's a certain amount of risk that they're going to go out of business. That's why business loans cost more than individual loans, because businesses can go poof.
Well, you
know, disappear.
What? Since we're talking about businesses going poof, I got an email from Barack Obama today.
Excellent.
Yeah, he emails me from time to time. It says, "Dear friend." As you read this, we're closer than ever to passing comprehensive health insurance reform that benefits American families and small businesses. Despite all the back and forth in the news
Because he said so, by the way.
Yeah. It's important to understand just how far we've come in this challenging process. That's why I'm holding a press conference tonight at 8 o'clock and writing to let everyone know where we are, what's ahead, and why health insurance reform is so important. Let me be clear. Although Congress is still debating parts of the legislation, we've achieved critical consensus on several key areas. If you already have health insurance, reform will provide you with more security and stability. It'll limit your own out-of-pocket costs and prevent your insurance company from dropping your coverage if you get too sick. You'll also have affordable insurance options if you lose or change your job. And it will cover preventative care like checkups and mammograms and save lives and money. If you don't have health insurance, you will finally have guaranteed access to quality, affordable health care, because he said so, right? And you can choose the plan that best suits your family's needs. No insurance company will be allowed to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing medical condition.
That's
so
right.
If the insurance companies can't deny people coverage, what will that do to the rates that they have to charge in order to cover their costs?
They will go up.
And if the government is providing subsidized health insurance packages in competition to the private market people, what will happen over time?
The insurance companies will go out of business because they can't compete.
And that paves the way for... We'll come back and explain in moments, if you haven't guessed.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your heart and body extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com and republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? You can get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now or order yourself a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv, or you can call 1-800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620. We're talking about an email I got from Barack Obama. He's saying, "Hey, friend, I just wanted to let you know that we've achieved critical consensus on several key areas in the whole healthcare debate thing." As though there's any debate. The issue is, in what ways will the government take more control of healthcare, right? Isn't that the debate?
It is. I think that I think that the Republicans are kind of holding off, total changing of the healthcare system, like a total change, a big, huge one.
How can they hold anything off? Aren't they not in control of Congress?
They're making a lot of noise.
Well, according to Barack Obama, they've already come to these agreements, Mark. This has already been hammered out. It's just a matter of formalities at this point. He's saying that if you already have health insurance, you're going to be better off because you're going to be limiting your out-of-pocket costs. Well, now, wait a minute. Isn't the money that comes out of my paycheck coming out of my pocket? Or maybe because it never made it to my pocket in the first place? That's an accurate statement. Because when the government takes over health care, we're still paying for it. Don't let anybody tell you that it's going to be free health care because they're taking it from your paycheck, and then whether you use it or not, you're paying for it. So out-of-pocket costs are going to be limited. You'll also have affordable insurance options, he says, if you lose or change your job, and that means it's subsidized from the government. meaning they are going to offer health care insurance packages, government insurance, health care insurance packages, sure, at a lowered subsidized rate. And if you don't take it, by the way, I'd like to point out, he doesn't mention that here in his letter to dear friend. He doesn't mention that if you don't take the either the private health care packages or one of the government health care packages, that then they're going to jack to, I think it was 2.5% from your paycheck or something like that. And or if you're, there's also a situation with employers where it's like 8%. I forget. I don't know. I have all the numbers in front of me. But they're going to steal the money from you and force you to have one of their health care insurance packages.
Well, you will have the option of going with some other insurance company until those insurance companies are priced out of the market.
Well, if they when they force you to get an insurance package, like if you don't, I see what you're saying, Mark. If you have the option, that's fine. You do have the option to go with a private insurer, as you say, for now. But if you choose not to, then the government is going to force an insurance package upon you.
I see.
And it's not likely going to be the private insurer's package they're forcing upon you.
Gotcha.
So he says, if you don't have health insurance, don't worry. You can choose the plan that best suits your family's needs, and no insurance company will be allowed to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing medical condition. And that seems to me right there to be one real big indicator of what's coming, because if an insurance company, which has to operate based on the amount of money that they get in and spend, you know, they're a real business, so they have to actually pay attention to what the bottom line is, what kind of overhead they're dealing with in their
right.
business. And
the
by
people with a pre-existing healthcare, health concern are a big liability in that area.
They are. And it sounds, but when you say something like that, that these health insurance companies should be able to refuse to cover somebody, it sounds cold-hearted, right? It sounds like, well, don't you care about people with sickness? Don't you care about these people? Well, sure. But can't we find another way to care about people without having to force businesses to do things that they might not otherwise have an economic interest in doing? Can't we take care of people on a voluntary basis through private charities where the people that are being taken care of won't have the expectation that they will, you know, be guaranteed some sort of coverage, that they'll actually have to ask for help instead of have this guarantee? I don't know. Is there something to humbling oneself and asking somebody to help out rather than expecting that? Is there a difference there?
Sure. I mean, the difference is between charity and an entitlement, and it's, you know, to me it's clear what this is going to do is if the government goes into the healthcare business and offers cheap healthcare insurance or subsidized healthcare insurance, all it can possibly do is run the higher priced insurance companies, who they're then regulating to have to accept anyone with a pre-existing problem. They're going to price them out of the market, and at that point, then only the very richest people will have the good insurance, this luxury insurance that will be that will be the only thing that the marketplace can stand at that point. And the rest of us will have to get the
one-size-fits-all government care.
One-size-fits-all government care, where at that point, that's, you know, it's socialized medicine. Sorry.
Yeah, that is.
And then when you have socialized medicine, the government decides who gets care, who doesn't get care.
You don't like it? Too bad.
If you're older, you're not going to get it. If they run some analysis on you and you don't look like one of the ones that's likely to make it, sorry. Now, how about callous for you? You think the insurance companies are callous? You think we sound callous because we're suggesting that the marketplace suggests?
Wait until some heartless bureaucrat begins to handle caseloads.
And there's nothing you can do about it because there will be no appeals process because the government runs the court system.
Now,
you try to get the government to change things.
Now, John Stossel has pointed out that he's no fan, and I agree with him on this, of the insurance companies.
And absolutely
they're
not.
They're in bed with the state.
That's because the insurance company's role in healthcare has been put in place by the government in the first place.
Yeah.
Because when the government came along and put in a 90% tax bracket, there were other tax brackets beneath that one. And try to imagine if you're, I don't know how much it was, but say it's $250,000. Try to imagine if a company's offering you $250,000 and at that point it switches over to 90%. Well, they can't, and then some other company, they can't compete against each other by offering you more money because the government takes 90% of every dollar you make above $250,000. I'm just picking a number out of the air. I don't know. So they had to come up with some other system for incentivizing. So they incentivized with, well, we'll give you full medical care. And then the next company says, well, we'll give you full medical care and full dental. And then the next one says, well, I'll give you full medical care, full dental, and full optical. And that's how they competed. So the government cemented in place the idea that companies should be giving out medical insurance in the first place. And then, of course, right. It worked its way down from the top to the bottom, like everything does, trickle down economics.
And this is what happens, though, when you get in bed with the state.
As
a company, from a business perspective, it's the temptation. It's the great temptation. For a business owner, hey, just pal up with those politicians.
Well, I don't know
and get them to put in some regulations to protect you from those upstarts and coming in and taking away your market share from you, because that's why regulations exist in the first place, is to protect the existing businesses. And so the business owners say, yeah, I don't want to have those new innovators coming in here and taking my business from me.
Well,
so I'll team up with the state. They'll pass a bunch of rules and regulations that prevents that from happening. But then down the line, what happens? The state turns around, stabs you in the back and forces you and says, okay, well, here's what you have to do. Here's what you now that you're in with us, here's how you're going to run your business. You're going to do this, this, and this. And if you don't like it, guess you're going to have to go out of business. See you later.
The insurance company, because it's a conflict-oriented business. I mean, people have claims. The insurance company has to approve or disapprove claims. People apply. The company has to disapprove or approve the application.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's conflict-oriented, the state wanted to get involved in the first place, so they're going to do some regulation. I don't feel bad that the insurance companies said, okay, well, if they're going to do some regulation, let's at least be involved in the negotiations of these regulations.
But I'm not saying you should feel bad, Mark. I'm just telling you that's what happens.
Well,
they got in bed with the state.
Or they wouldn't have been able to offer their services at all.
It was either – well, that's just it. That's just the problem, is that when the government comes around and does the first regulation, people say, well, it's the government. We voted for them, so we better do what they're demanding of us. And that's where the problem – that's where it all goes wrong. As soon as you start obeying, then it never ends. So if the insurance companies had said, you know what, that's okay, we don't want your help, we're going to keep doing business anyway, and if you don't like it, you can send cops in and throw us all in jail cells. That would have been the only way to stop the regulatory situation from becoming what it is today. But because nobody has any courage, they're not willing to take a risk, they don't see what the long-term consequences are of these things, so they just go along to get along, and this is what you get when you go along to get along. With the Jews and Nazi Germany, it was, they were burned to death and all other horrific things. Same thing's happening to these companies, in a way.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever you need to buy, whether it's brand new or even used. You can find it, most likely, at amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go right back to your calls. Fred is in Michigan, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred. Fred in Michigan, going once. Fred.
I hear him.
Hello, Fred. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Fred, go ahead.
Before I get to my main topic, could you please, the next time you have Sam on as a guest or on a third mic, could you please ask him to please get a little closer to the microphone? Because I have trouble hearing Sam for some reason, and everybody else comes through fine.
Okay. Yeah, he should be in a little bit later on tonight. Usually I do have to turn his mic up. He's a very soft-spoken man. So I'll let him know that he needs to project a little more. Go ahead. What's on your
mind? Tell him to eat the mic. I'm calling about a caller that you had. I think it was Saturday night. I always listen on podcasts, so I'm a little bit behind. But I think you were a little unfair. I think his name was Eli, but don't quote me on that. But the topic that he had was that he basically stated, and Mark agreed, that you get the government that you deserve. I don't know if that's ringing a bell or not.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. But well, my point was that, Ian, you immediately jumped into, well, what do you want to do about it? You know, what's your solution? And the gentleman's point was simply, in America, I mean, where we all live, if you want to recognize it as such, we have the government that we deserve. That through the political process, things could be different, but they're not because this is the way people want it. Now,
but
you don't want
is that true?
It.
Is that really true? I don't know about that because Mark, you'd said that night that you don't have the government that you feel that you want or want deserve, and there are most people don't even vote in most elections. So, how is it that you can make the conclusion that this is what most people want? How can you be so sure?
I don't think I said most people.
You said people. What people want, right? I'm sorry.
If enough people wanted things to be different, they could be different.
I think you're generally right about that, in that they could just change the way they behave. As we've talked about, I think that mass civil disobedience could really change a lot of things. But if you're talking about working within the system, I don't know about that because the system is designed to stay as is and get bigger. It's not really designed to allow people to take it over and cut it down to size.
Well, I don't really think I can agree with you, because on most of the topics, I agree with Ian more so than Mark.
Wow.
I know. But if the three of us got together, and we wanted to change things through the political process, and we got enough people to do that, then things could be changed in the political process.
But people have been doing, have been claiming that's what they, their goal has been for decades. And
well, I understand. I'm not saying that it's realistically could be done. I'm saying theoretically it could be done.
There's a big ocean between realistically and theoretically. I mean, the incumbents have tremendous advantage. They have the ability to, for instance, use the post office to send all the free propaganda they want out there. The media's in their back pocket. They own the elections lock, stock, and barrel, and you can't even get, you can't even get into the political party's races without being some sort of hobnobber that goes in there and basically bows down to the man. Look what happened to the Ron Paul guys. I mean, they had a real good concerted effort, well-funded effort to get in there and try to get the Ron Paul in as the Republican candidate, who I think we would all agree would have been a great thing. But they stopped those folks at every possible turn. They shut down the conventions to stop these people from coming in and infiltrating and using the system to change the system. It's just not designed that way. So theoretically, maybe, but I don't even know about theoretically.
Well, no, theoretically, it's possible. Realistically, yeah. I agree with you.
Okay, but theoretically, how would you do it? Go ahead. Run me through it.
Theoretically, if you could get 100% of the people in the nation to vote a certain way, then you would have
Yes, that's a true statement. But by that statement, you can also say that if you've got 100% of the people that will vote a certain way, you don't have to vote anymore. You can just change things right off the bat, because if you have 100% of the people in that particular, whatever the viewpoint is that you're promoting, then you've no reason to even go to the ballot box. You can just, all of a sudden, everybody will walk out of their government job and, we'll have liberty.
That's why it's a theory, and it's not realistic, and it will never happen.
So what's the point of this conversation?
I'm making is that it's hopeless in the United States of America. It is absolutely hopeless because overall the general American is an idiot and wants to be taken care of by the government, because that's the type of government we have, and that's the type of government that we deserve, basically.
I don't know if I agree with you there. I think it's a very hoity-toity thing to say, well, other Americans are stupid. I don't know if that's true. I think that there's a variety of intelligence levels out there, and I think that there's some very, very smart people that want government in their lives, that they just haven't come to the same conclusions that we have. It's just an information problem. I don't think it's a stupidity problem.
It's an information problem. I think that the generations have come up, and ever since, really, well, obviously the Federal Reserve was a huge thing, but the worst piece of legislation in the 20th century was the Social Security Act. That piece of legislation made everybody from that point forward that was born, or anybody that got into that system, look to the state to take care of them.
I won't disagree with you there. I think you're absolutely right about that. But
And it grows and grows and grows. So then what do you get from there? You get Medicare. Okay, well, now we need to take care of old people's medical problems. Okay, then we have Medicaid. Well, what about poor people? We have to have Medicaid to take care of poor people, people who don't have insurance, and on and on and on. And then you have welfare programs. You don't have private charities taking care of what you do, but the government needs to step in. And the Social Security Act was the worst piece of legislation in the 20th century, in my opinion. And the majority of people look to government to take care of them.
It's true.
You don't.
That's what government counts on. You're right about that. That's why they're so powerful, because they have abrogated people's responsibilities from them and taken them over, and then people get used to that, as you're saying, generation after generation. The problems get worse.
I think it's a difficult position to argue that the people don't have the government that they deserve. That I'm of the opinion that I don't have the government that I deserve, and that's really what the government does, is the government destroys the rights of the individual.
It brings it down to the lowest common denominator. I mean, everybody that wants to be taken care of is now forcing everyone who doesn't want to be taken care of to take care of them through this system. And that's what and it's so established that if you try to change it, the outcry is incredible. I made the point on a local talk show here, the morning show during the week on WKBK, about getting rid of the federal government. I said, well, what the hell do we need this for? And after reaching for a little bit, the host said, well, there are people that receive Social Security. So that was the objection, right? Because people are already hooked on the dole should never go away. That's the idea.
Sadly, I don't know that it will.
Yeah, I don't know that it will either, and I just don't care. If it keeps going on, it doesn't matter to me as long as they leave me alone. That's the most important part. Just leave me and my friends alone that want to be left alone, and eventually I hope they will learn that. I hope they learn that as it continues to cost them more and more to put the liberty activists up here in jail. They've spent thousands of dollars here in New Hampshire so far this year just putting peaceful people behind bars. Obviously, they have a lot more they can spend, so I don't know how close we are to, you know, the financial crumble of the New Hampshire state government, but eventually it can't last forever. This treating people in the inhumane fashion that government does can't go on forever. The more we get people together, the more likely we will get something changed. And what those methods will be to achieve that change, it'll be a mix, I think. It'll be civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and I think later the political system will follow that along because they'll realize that they just can't afford, whether they realize what they've been doing is immoral or not, I don't know, because we've certainly pointed out plenty of times how immoral it is, and they still cling to it. But they may realize that they just can't afford to put these people in jail anymore. You got 25 people smoking marijuana outside of the police station. They're not going to be able to afford to put those folks in jail for 20 or 30 days each. So I think things can change. I think you're generally right that people have been suckered into this system and they're caught there and they've been dumbed down. I think that's all true, but I don't think it's a hopeless case. I am an eternal optimist about this. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and that is the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.